in the world, infecting 423,000 people, causing more than 3 billion people to stay home and killing about 19,000. Spain has seen the number of deaths surge past China with more than 730 in the past 24 hours. They have signed a multi-million euro contract with China to acquire medical supplies to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The supplies will be delivered on a staggered basis every week, with the first delivery, a major one, arriving by the end of this week. China has lifted a lockdown on Hubei province, where the new coronavirus pandemic began, while the World Health Organization warns the United States could be the next center of the outbreak. China has seen vast improvement in its caseload after implementing tough measures meant to keep people at home and prevent spreading the virus. Chinese health officials reported Wednesday 47 new cases, all of them among people who arrived from other countries. U.S. leaders said Wednesday they've reached an agreement on a $2 trillion economic rescue package to help workers and businesses cope with the coronavirus outbreak. A Senate vote is expected today. If they give approval, the measure will go to the House of Representatives. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to send the United States back to work by Easter, April 12th, despite warnings from medical experts. They say that might be premature to prevent an even wider spread of the COVID-19 virus. Mr. Trump did say he'd rely on the coronavirus task force and data for setting a date that could see some sections of the country that are not hot spots for COVID-19, like the Farm Belt, some western states, and Texas, released from coronavirus guidance on social distancing. This is VOA News. The Dow rose 2% at opening Wednesday. The gains come a day after it had its biggest percentage gain since 1933.